friends. Okay, so I know the last time I posted it was the introvert and the narcissist, and I was giving the guys the entry letter to my letter to my narcissist. And I was like, I don't know if I should come back and share anything in regards to the letter. And I sat on it, and I sat on it, and each week, I know it's been almost a month, and I just sat on it, and I was just like, I don't know if I'm ready. There's something about personally being ready to say things out loud, and then there's situations where you're like, I have to say it out loud, even though it's hard. And I'm starting to realize that it's very important for me to say things out loud first to myself, and then going back in and realizing, okay, I said it to myself, now do I need to share it with others, or do I need to share it with other people I trust first? And these are things that I'm learning. So thank you for those who had patience. Thank you for those who it wasn't a factor, but we were willing to hear. And so today, I am ready and to share. And I will be sharing with you from what I have seen, at least 3 or 4. I have, let's see, what does my list look like? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. So I just wrote down 8. And this doesn't mean that there's only 8 things that I remember that were traumatic from my narcissistic experience. It's just these are the 8 that popped out to me the most, that drained me and didn't allow me, until I wrote it down, give me closure. So sometimes, as introverts, we're very intuitive and we're very introspective, like we only can see from inner to outer. And so for us, the best things for us to sit with things and then express them. So I feel like writing is one of those things that I do to help myself think internally and then figure out a way how I say it externally. So these are things that stayed on my mind. There could be more. Sometimes not all traumatic events pop out. Sometimes they stay in, and I'm hoping that I'm gradually healing over time, that they will leave out of me, in a sense, and not stay in there. If this is what it is, then that's okay. And what I'll do is, I know where I want to start, and I'll just read. And when I can't read anymore, I'll just stop. And I hope you guys are okay with that. So, alright. Let me just get to this message and then we'll start. Alright, friends. Welcome back. And I'm going to start now reading. Some of these things may not seem as extreme. Some of these things may seem relatable. I just want to pre-warn you, if these are triggers for you, or if you had things like this happen to you, it's okay to pause, it's okay to leave and then come back. You're more than welcome to do whatever's best for you, but just to let you know, these are my life situations with my narcissist, and if they are triggers for you, please do not feel hindered by them, and you're okay to step away if need to. So, this is my list. Remember when you would tell me how disgusting my face was, by telling me my pimples made me look like a pizza face, then laugh at it as if it was a good joke. Remember when you ruined my credit by not paying for the saxophone I co-signed for you, stupidly, and had a collections on my credit, which you thought was no big and had to fight with you verbally to get you to have it removed. Oh, and come to find out, you took it back because you said it was too hard to play due to your asthma. Remember when you would lend me money and ask for it a week later, even when you knew, for one, you didn't financially need it, and two, I told you I wouldn't be able to pay you back to the end of the month. By the way, I'm no longer your financial slave. Remember when you, me, and I'll leave the other person's name out. Remember when you and me and this other person were at McMiniman near Columbia River, and you started to yell at our table in the outdoor seating how you didn't love me and never did. When that person told you to lower your voice, you got louder and stood up, waving your hands, repeating how much you didn't love me and disliked me, and you never loved me. I know you will blame it on the Pinot Grigio, because if wine could speak, that is what it would say. I still allowed you to ride home with me that day. You're welcome. Oh, and when I told you a few years later, you stated you couldn't remember. How convenient for you. That story, I may pause there, I may not. I'll explain the story a little bit. When I was sitting there, when you don't realize the narcissist is a narcissist and they are a relative, you think they're just reflecting themselves. You think it's just a reflection, you think it's just an attitude, and yes, this narcissist was drinking wine. A lot of wine. But I don't think that should be an excuse for the truth. And this is how a lot of narcissists cover up, especially if they're alcoholics, they'll cover up their truth with, oh, well, I was drinking, so it couldn't be me. And it's the hardest to get people to see the truth of this individual because they keep covering up with alcohol or some form of maybe drugs, whatever that person uses as a coping mechanism, because drugs can be a coping mechanism. Drinking alcohol excessively can be considered a coping mechanism. So these are things that just look out for if you're around someone who you're thinking is a narcissist, that you may need to step away from, that they're making excuses on things that you really just can't blame a drink for or something that's a substance for. It really is the individual that needs to take accountability for themselves, because a true empathetic person, compassionate person would say, I didn't know that alcohol or the substance was doing this to me when I did that. That is not who I am, and that is not what was explained to me when I confronted my narcissist with this. So that's just what I wanted to explain on that. Okay, so, now these are getting personal level. I will share this last thing and I'll close out with this. Some of these things, when I wrote them down, I released it. And now I'm reading through, I'm like, oh, I'm reliving it as I read it. But I'm going to leave off with this one. And I'll close this off. Remember when you said you did nothing wrong, when I said if I did something to you, me speaking to narcissists, if I did something to you from those traumatic experiences. And when I mean those traumatic experiences, I experienced, by the way, as well. I said I was sorry. You tried to bring up your miscarriage, which I wasn't there for, and I moved out before any of that happened. You even told our mother I admitted and apologized for everything. Nope, never apologized for everything, just if, and if, are in quotes, if I hurt you. Now I know you live with no empathy for others, just yourself. So that situation, I'm sitting on the couch. It was during, actually, I want to say the day before Christmas. And the narcissist, my sister, said, I did nothing wrong. I had a miscarriage. You don't understand. And I said, that must have been a traumatic experience for you. I'm sorry that happened to you. But I'm talking about the experiences that I experienced. I did nothing wrong. I didn't do anything. So a lot of narcissists will become defensive. They will excuse their behavior because of something that happened to them. It's continued that I should never be blamed because of this happened to me. I should never be blamed for anything because of. Be careful for people who don't want to take ownership for their actions because they felt something bigger happened to them, so your empathy doesn't matter. You need to be careful for that. And I'll end on this. So now I leave this year. Not to reflect on, but to show how much I have moved on. These are not all the memories. Some memories my mind doesn't know how to interpret. What I do know, what I do know, no longer will you be able to impart any more into my life. Sorry, that one more time. So now I leave this here, not to reflect on, but to show how much I have moved on. These are not all the memories. Some memories my mind doesn't know how to interpret. What I do know, no longer will you be able to impart any more into my life. And I signed it off. So to close this off, friends, I no longer give the authority to my narcissist. I no longer give power to my narcissist. What I left here in this letter is all that I have left for them to say. The best thing about this letter, and I want to say I referenced it earlier, is that this letter is for me, so I'd never hear rebuttal from them. And if you need to do the same thing, I wholly encourage you to do so. Please, don't be afraid to heal. Don't be afraid to allow yourself to take the time to heal. Please, take the time to understand what happened to you was not your fault. Understand that lies and the betrayals behind your back of this individual can still be a problem and hindrance, but don't let it stop you from living out your life. You deserve just as much, if not more, than anyone has tried to put you down. Okay, friends? All right, friends. Stay encouraged. Stay safe out there, and happy hibernation.